Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Today's cattle futures market was 20 to 60 higher for feeder cattle and anywhere from 25 lower in the April lives at 126.30 to 10 to 25 higher on everything else further out. June's were up 12, August up 25. We have seen some deliveries. The oldest date right now is March 11th against the April live cattle, so we're really getting to the shorter term dated contracts. So most people that have been long have been rolling out to June, and that's part of the reason why the April was down and June was up today. I believe that that roll had a significant part to do with that. The cash trade last week was really wide. It was from 124 to about 127, and so there's a $3 range from steady to $3 higher. From the north to south. And so the April live cattle at 126.30 is right in the middle of that range. The feeder cattle index, on the other hand, has been steady pretty much for the month of April. Today or on Friday, it was 142.99, slightly higher than the previous day. But it's really been in a general downtrend all the way back to October of 18 when it was up around 160. That was about as high as it got. So we've sold off roughly $18 a hundred or so from that high back in October.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044, Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
The grain futures were mixed today. We were led lower by the Kansas City wheat. It was down 8 cents out in July, and that put it at $4.33¼. Technically speaking, that's a pretty negative close here, as the market just continues to make, tries to rally a little bit and then comes right back down. We didn't make new lows. The new lows would be 427¾. So we're still about 6 cents off those lows, but that was pretty weak. Corn and beans, on the other hand, were slightly higher. Corn up a penny and a half. It looks like beans are up 3.5. Now, cotton today fell on hard times. December was down 131 at 75.88. It's not extremely clear what's going on with the cotton market, as weak as it is. Some people say that the Chinese talk, that there must be some sort of cotton information in that Chinese data or Chinese trade talks that we're seeing here. The U.S. Trade Secretary said that they're going to have 2 phone calls here trying to get to a concluding point and wrap up some sort of a trade deal. It doesn't sound very promising, though, that it's imminent. It could be weeks away, but they have 2 phone calls this week to try to make some progress. And exports here looks like are pretty neutral for the wheat. It was right in the middle of the range. Corn was on the high end, and beans were toward the low end. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.